T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Marotti Show, Will Marotti, your host. Matt Sorice, our master of ceremonies, and I am improving with every day, feeling stronger. I may not sound stronger, but I feel stronger. Hey, good to be with you today. So much going on. Of course, the big news today, well, I don't know if big news to you, big news to me, is the opening day of practice for the Indianapolis 500 today. I'll keep one eye on the monitor as I'm watching progress being made there. Got a good show for you today. Chris Powell, 10:06, talking about, I think, a really big subject, and that is, why can Connecticut seem to not lift? And I don't mean Connecticut, the government. I'm saying Connecticut, the culture. Why don't we lift more people to the middle class? That's something that Chris has written about, you know, and I want to talk about today. I think basically we do a poor job at it, and we should do better. Let's pray. 9/11. So let's take a moment, focus our thoughts, shall we? Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you for a good day. We thank you for another day of life. We thank you for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for family and friends and good jobs to be able to take care of the things we need to take care of. And God, we want to pray for peace in Ukraine. Pray you protect all the men and women in our armed forces around the world, our first responders. Lord, all those that are sick, we've got an uptick of COVID here in the state, and a lot of folks either with flu or COVID and trying to battle that. I pray you'd give them healing, protect them from illness, and we do want to pray for folks that are struggling financially, people that are having a hard time making ends meet, particularly with gas prices as crazy as our food prices, just off the charts, God. We need some relief, which means we need better leaders. And so we want to pray for wisdom and direction and help us, God, help us to get through this time. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get amen out there? Amen's coming through on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Same handle, all four counts, at Will Marotti. And you can email me at willmarotti@yahoo.com. So just to let you know, I am being proactive. I got some antibiotic yesterday just in case there's something going on in there. And then I got this, and I want to hear from you on this, 860-522-9842. My mentor, pastor for 40 years, told me about this honey and said it has incredible medicinal qualities. It's called Manuka honey. It's antiviral, it's antibacterial, it's anti-inflammatory. I did some research on it. They actually use it in wound care centers. You know, you have a wound that just won't heal up. They actually will put the honey on the wound and will give you some of the honey to take home for continued treatment. That's how good the stuff is. And, you know, I've said for a long time, I think really everything we need for healing we have in nature. I think pharmaceuticals have run amok. Pharmaceuticals are out of control. Of course, it's all greed. It's all driven by greed. Now, I'm not condemning, you know, all pharmaceuticals. I'm obviously, you know, antibiotics are a good thing. You know, vaccines against polio, measles, good things. You know, I'm not saying that. Medicine has come a long way, you know, and God has given us the ability to use medicine to heal. There's no question about it. But my gosh, you ever see the commercials on TV, you know, Extra Flex, whatever it is to cure this. Now, I'll tell you for about 10 seconds what it does and then 45 seconds of how it can kill you. Oh, don't take it if this, don't take it if this, don't take the disclaimers are comical. I mean, you know, I mean, I know they're risk adverse and particularly to lawsuits, but it's unbelievable how many bad things can go wrong taking the drug that's supposed to fix one thing, right? So that's, I'd love to hear, have you ever used Manuka honey? It's from Australia, New Zealand, those areas that it comes from. Supposed to have very high medicinal value, healing qualities, healing properties. So anyway, I'm taking that too. So let's see. Amens are coming in. I'll tally those and give you a shout out. So for people who think we talk about how bad Chicago is, right, because of all the killings, hundreds of killings every year. And yet liberals seem to just glance past, you know, they don't even stop, just a drive by. Then you'll have a shooting like, you know, the horrible shooting in Buffalo. And, of course, the world stops, national attention, gun control, take all guns away. There's more shootings in Chicago than there is anywhere, practically. Murders every weekend. Every weekend in Chicago, people are being shot and killed. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the mayor, Lori Lightfoot. I think she's just a complete incompetent shill for the Democrat Party. So latest thing now, a new lockdown, not a COVID lockdown, but this from the Chicago Sun-Times. Following another nightmare of chaos in downtown, Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Sunday, now she's banning minors from Millennium Park on weekend evenings unless they're accompanied by an adult, declaring the city cannot allow any of its public spaces to become platforms for danger. Well, that's probably a third of the city now, Lori. I don't know where you're at. Lightfoot said unaccompanied minors won't be allowed in the city's most iconic tourist attraction after 6 p.m. on Thursday through Sunday, unless you're with at least one responsible, being the key word, a responsible adult. Mayor announced the measure after a frenetic stretch on Saturday evening into early Sunday. Crowds of people causing all kinds of problems. A 16-year-old boy was shot. Two other wounded, 26 juveniles, adults arrested Sunday night, Saturday into Sunday. Just a mess. And yet, you know, they won't crack down. They won't increase police presence. They won't do the things necessary. I mean, honestly, if there was ever a community in the country that was worthy of a stop and frisk policy, it's parts of Chicago, right? But yet that's too. So let's just have a responsible adult go with the teenager so they can both get shot and killed, right? I mean that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Oh my gosh. Hey, let's take a break here, Matt, if you could. A couple commercials. We'll come back. Open phone lines, 860-522-9842. I'd love to talk with you today. In fact, I'd love to listen to you today so I could talk less. And I'm calling the Amen Choir. This is a call. Listen, I know I appreciate you guys sending amens in, but I need to hear from you today. I need to talk less and listen more today, a lot less. So please give us a call. Matt's ready to take your call. I'm ready to listen to you. I'll comment as needed, but I need your help today. I really do. I'm not kidding around. I really need your help today. So give us a call.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Well, I'm so encouraged. I see all these amens coming in here. And I appreciate it. I do. But I really need your support today in the way of phone calls. Because while I feel fine, I don't sound fine. I know it irritates people if I don't sound perfect when I'm on the air, but I just feel like the show must go on, you know. not that I'm all that, you know, special or can't be replaced. I certainly can be and have been. I mean, just, you know, this is the superintendent, police superintendent in Chicago, David Brown. It's got to be strategic and surgical the way we do it in terms of stopping the crime. One step at a time instead of this broad measure that you have to pull back because it's too hard and ineffective. That's what he said about it. He doesn't think this ban, the Lightfoot band. Who was that? It wasn't a singer, Matt, music, Gordon Lightfoot, right? Lori Lightfoot. He doesn't think this is a smart way to do it, this David Brown. I think David Brown's a good guy. He seems like a sharp, sharp law enforcement person. You know, now the question in the article is, and this is from hotair.com, strategic and surgical. It's not like George Bush there. What does that even mean? Gangs have been running wild in Chicago for far too long. Expect them to be put off by this new mayoral policy. If the cops are going to seriously enforce this, they need to be stopping and questioning scores of younger people. Again, I say stop and frisk. If there's ever been, my gosh, if there's ever been a city that is in more need of stopping, how are you going to catch? Are we going to, the criminals aren't going to walk around and brandish their weapons and show you they have guns. You got to find them. Go on a month-long campaign with Stop and Frisk and get these people right at the source of the problem. I mean, come on. I don't know how that doesn't make sense to you. 860-522-9842. Let's go to our first caller of the day, brought to you by Eagle Rivet, the roofing partner you can trust. Let's go to Ron in Terryville. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I like listening to your show. I was just wondering who the crazy 30 or 40% people that are, thinking Biden's doing a good job.
I don't know, right? I mean, gosh. Oh, my God. Why is it his approval rating zero?
Those numbers up, too, I'm sure.
Well, you know, Ron, there's diehards in every group, right? And yeah. Gas prices could be $10 a gallon, and milk could be $10 a gallon. And they'd still carry the water for him.
I mean, they must be just people that, I don't know how they get the percentage, but they must be just people that have no idea what's going on in the world.
Well, no idea or a very good idea, and they support the progressive left agenda.
They got millions of dollars. They don't really care about the stupid price.
No,
the
very not at all. Here. But I'll tell you, I'm stunned.
Another thing. Maybe you should just have like a metal detector thing to go into these parks in Chicago.
Yeah, fine. All the above, metal detector, stop and frisk. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, God, these Democratic people are just out of control. I don't understand what's going on. Something's got to give pretty soon, though. But
the problem is the Democrat, and again, I'm talking mostly about woke Democrats, progressive Democrats.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're not
their worldview does not match reality.
No,
and they're willing to dismiss reality to try to forward their agenda. It's sick. It's a sickness.
Yeah, I have some clients like that. I mean, they were just born into this old money that's been in their family for 100 years. And
sure.
And they just have no clue what's going on.
I know people like that myself.
Think about it, you know?
It's maddening to think about it. Ron, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to a quick call before the break. Glastonbury. Lori, I'm so happy that you called. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I'm praying for your quick recovery.
More prayer is needed. Thank you.
Always and forever, isn't it? Always
Amen.
And forever. So, on a lighter note, the Red Sox won against the Astros last night. Who saw
Are you
that
kidding
coming?
Me? Are you kidding me?
Didn't
they win?
That
who else
coming?
Did they win? They won a couple of games recently, right?
Well, they won a series against Texas, and boy, if they didn't win that series, then the season was over.
Yeah.
But against the Astros, and I'm so happy for Trevor Story because he definitely needed a home run in Fenway after getting booed during the Angels game that I was at. So I'm glad and hope springs eternal.
Yeah, it has to at this point because that's all we have is hope. Lori, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. If you're a Red Sox fan, that's all you got is hope at this point. All right, listen, we'll take a break. Commercials will come back. Take some calls. Chris Powell at 10:06. Look forward to talking to Chris and you guys. And I need your help today. So please, if you're ever going to call today. I got to listen more than I talk today. I need your help for that. We'll be right back.
This is Local Radio, The Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. I'm busy tallying up the amens that have come in, and I'm calling on you folks to give us a call today. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like to talk. Pastors have many words. I can talk, but it would be better today if I listened more than I spoke. So 860-5. And you know, some things just you can't get out of your head, right? 860-522-9842, the numbers. Practice going on as we speak at Indianapolis. I feel like a fish out of water. Maybe I should just broadcast when it's Indianapolis time. Maybe I should just broadcast the show from Indianapolis. All right, we're going to take a straw poll when you call in today. How many, I'm not saying I'm going to do this year because it's a little bit of work. How many of you would like it if during the month of May, when I'm involved in Indianapolis, that I would broadcast the shows from Indianapolis? Maybe I could do it right from the media center, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Get some interviews, bring some drivers in. Would that be interesting to you, or is it just it's just me? I don't know, right? Would that be a value to you that I broadcast live from Indianapolis and bring in some folks that are involved? How would that work for you? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we. I'll tell you this: for the first time ever last year, the 2021 Indianapolis 500 top 10 markets for TV in the country. Number 9 was Hartford. Hartford was the first time ever in a top 10 market for the Indianapolis 500. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Now, I talk a lot about it. I've had interviews in the past. Of course, don't you think I texted the president of IndyCar and said, hey, say thank you, Jay. I took credit for it. But I don't know. But just let me know. Let me know. Would that be of interest for you, for me to broadcast from Indianapolis during the month of May when I'm involved? 860-522-9842. Let's go to George in St. Louis. George, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will. That's a good idea. Go ahead, take the show to Indianapolis.
Yep.
And if you like that, I would take it to Hawaii too.
On the road.
Yeah. But by the way, lemon peel. You want to chew on a lemon peel? That'll break up the bronchitis.
Lemon peel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
All
want
right.
the peel?
I hadn't heard that before.
Not the core, but you want.
George, you're pretty smart. Have you ever heard of this Manuka honey?
I think it's a honey extract that helps too. But by the way, brush your teeth afterwards because it attacks the acid will attack your enamel.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Sure. I got that.
Yeah. But I called because the Congress, as stupid as they are, they want to put price controls on gasoline and diesel.
Oh yeah, that's
now.
Good. Yeah, that'll
yeah.
work.
Yeah. So, they're going backwards to the time of Jimmy Carter where he did the same thing and we had restricted the flow of gasoline. So, you know, if a truck driver driving in route across country comes across an area where there's no diesel fuel available, the supply chain stops. Everything stops.
Well, you've said that, and I think we're close. I think we're getting closer to that day.
Grocery stores have nothing to sell. They're out of stock in everything. Any store is out of stock in everything. So the economy essentially shuts down. the village idiot Congress and the village idiot executive branch has cooked up all of these ideas for you, and they're all stupid. They've been tried before, and they've been. And by the way, socialism is a complete failure.
Yeah,
and
right.
The green energy policy is a complete failure. Go right on down the list.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
they've ever touched has been
tried
before, and it's a complete failure.
Unbelievable. Well, at least they've got a good record, though, George.
Yeah, their record is
abysmal failure.
It's a perfect failure. Yeah. Whatever courses they've tried, it's all F.
And don't you feel better? Don't you feel good for Jimmy Carter? He can sit at his peanut farm now in Georgia and go,
I'm not the
worst president anymore.
Yeah, I do that. Anyway, again, lemon peel and
lemon
brush
peel.
Your teeth after.
All right, I'm gonna go home and I'm going to chomp on some lemon peel. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to South Windsor. AJ, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Will. I'm a fourth-time caller.
Fourth time? I don't have anything for you, but thank you.
I know.
I already won
the big dream rounds, and they were very nice. Anyway,
you know, at church we give gifts out to first, second, and third time guests. You get a gift. After that, we're indebted to you with our serious appreciation. So you're a fourth time caller. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you for years with Jim, and now I'm usually out on my walk, or I used to be able to run, but my knees won't let me anymore. But the first time I finally got to call you, by serendipity, if you want to call it that, I was on hold when you came back and announced you were taking your sabbatical. And I said, what did I do? Anyway, I called
Timing's everything, right, AJ?
Right. Right. I called about the immigration.
Yeah.
And our clueless Congress and our clueless delegation here from Connecticut. I've written on their websites to the senators and to John Larson, and I said, secure the darn border.
I know.
And all I get back is word salad. You know, well, we need immigration reform and all that. That's bull. What we need is to enforce the laws. And they're very selective on what laws they want to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished the biography of M. Stanton Evans, and I suggest it to everybody. And he had a great comment about the U.S. Senate. He said, at least Caligula appointed the whole horse. And that's the way I feel about our senators. Yeah. And now, Senator Murphy is recommending more gun control legislation, common sense, whatever that means.
Oh, right.
And you know, they used to have the mantra, if it saves one life, it's worth it.
Right. It doesn't matter how many other rights get trampled.
I said to them in my emails, if you want to save more than one life, close the darn border.
Yeah.
And I pointed them to two websites. The Remembrance website, where they angel moms and whatnot, remember?
Yeah.
Their lost loved ones. And AVIAC, American Victims of Illegal Aliens.
Yeah.
Now, there's more than that, people are not only killed, but they're also subjected to crimes, too.
And it's horrible. And, you know, I if you didn't know better, AJ, and I know you understand this, if you didn't know better, you would think what's happening on the border, the disaster that's the border, is not only being allowed, but it's being planned. And that's the thing I think is treasonous, and I can't understand why people aren't calling for the impeachment of Joe Biden because he's not protecting
it.
AJ, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for your call. You're very encouraging. All right, Mary and John, if you can hang on there, we're going to take a quick break commercial, pick you guys back up, and then I'm going to give a shout-out to the Amen Choir. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. WTIC News Talk 1080.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. We are back. I'm going to give a quick Shout out to the Amen Choir, and I'm going to take John, Mary, and John. Two Johns out there. All right, so here we go. Real quick, Gene R., Linda F., Rob K., Lori M., Janet S., Lynn B., Mark M., Cassie S., Dennis R., Kevin R., Homer, Bill K., William M., Carol J., Lonnie Mo, Andrea L., Phil L., Deborah M., Kevin S., Cheryl E., Pat A., Julie C., Joanne H., Michelle F., Deborah D., Jean S., Sarah F., Julie M., Priscilla W., Elaine P., William H., Angelo A., Donna R., Ann M., Nick S., Carol L., Jan L., The Mysterious WBD, Marion K., first time for Marion, that's the first time, amen, thanks Marion, Rudy from Florida, Tom B., Stephen C., Marlene B., J.R., John G., J-O-N, John G., Gigi, Donna T., Thor S., Peter, Val, Alex D. Thank you so much for your calls. Let's go right back to your amens. I appreciate them very much. Now, amens, you need to be calling today. I'm calling you out to call today. Let's go to Mary in Bristol. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pastor Will. Amen to your prayer today. I joined the choir. And I'm calling about Manuka Honey.
Yes.
I hope it will work as well for you as it did for me.
So what did you have and what did you use it? How did you use it?
It was a few years ago. I had a severe burn, second-degree burn on my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very large area. And my sister's a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me about it. She heard about it from her friend who's a nurse practitioner. Her dad, they live on a farm, and he had like a huge gash from some kind of injury, and it healed him. So mine was an ointment I got from Amazon.
Okay.
And I think I actually got two different forms of it.
Yeah.
But it worked great.
Well, this is actually, honey, I went to Walmart now. This is a little tiny container. I'm telling you, it's not 6 ounces. It's $22. So, I mean, and it's from New Zealand. I guess it's the only two places you get this kind of honey from, New Zealand or Australia.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And, again, it's supposed to be amazing, and I know for a fact they use it in wound clinics, as you're talking about. So, all right, Mary, thank you so much. Appreciate the plug for Manuka. Let's go to Ellington, the beautiful community in Ellington. And John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Will. Hey, if you have the opportunity to broadcast from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on race week, you should definitely do that. There's such a lack of sports in Connecticut in general, professional sports.
Yeah.
There's a lack of broadcasting about sports. I mean, you guys, WTIC, I think you do a really good job, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
Morning shows cover things well. But
we're like the sports leader, for crying out loud. We're better than the sports channels in
Connecticut. Oh, you are good. And but the lack of sports coverage on local TV news is crazy. Last night we had rain in Ellington, and one of the channels broadcasted late. They had two weather people in vans. They had two weather people in the studio.
Oh,
but I couldn't tell you who the Red Sox were playing yesterday night based on that broadcast. And it's all of it. I'm not going to mention names, and they're all good. And I love Connecticut. But let's face it, Will, we have such a lack of sports.
We do.
What do you got? The Travelers Championship. That's great.
Yeah.
We've got, and you know, I love the Yard Goats. I really do. It's a fun experience. In fact, my daughter is getting married there Memorial Day weekend.
Good.
But it's the Colorado Rockies. It's not the Yanks or the Red Sox. Okay. And it's minor league. I don't care if they win or lose.
Sure. I like the Wolfpack. I go to a lot of Wolfpack games, but it's minor league. You know, it's not Rangers.
Same thing with Wolfpack.
You know?
All that stuff's great. But, I mean, there's such a lack. So I think if you can broadcast, do it. If you can get interviews, by all means, do it.
I think I could go to the media center. They'd let me in the media center. I could broadcast from there, and I'm sure I could get folks to come in and do interviews. Now, again, I don't know what the flavor in Connecticut for overall racing is. I know there's a lot of racing fans. Indy is kind of a subset of that. But a quick story, John. My first exposure to the Indianapolis 500, I was 10 years old. It was Memorial Day weekend, 1969. And guess where I heard the race on? That's right, WTIC.
WTIC, and do you know who won? I'll tell you, I think Mario Andretti won.
Exactly, and I became a hopeless Andretti fan because I said, here's a guy that's, his last name is like mine. Must be good, right? So I thought
you and I
be,
both.
That's just, my love for Indy started right here. Isn't that so crazy? My love for Indy, and I love Indy, starts in 1969 at WTIC, and here I am broadcasting at WTIC. How funny is that, right?
I finally made it to the Brickyard 500, which is a NASCAR race.
Right,
oh,
right.
What a great experience.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a flat track. There's no banks, but it's high speed, and it's huge. And a lot of fun. And, you know, I don't think it matters if Connecticut has a big appetite for open-wheel racing. It's a one-of-a-kind event.
It is. It's the largest single-day sporting event in the world. Largest single-day sporting event in the world. John, you've encouraged me. If I get a few more calls like you, I'm going to do it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for everything.
Right.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right. Listen, John, Wayne, I promise I'll take you if you can hang on, take you to the other side of the news before we take Chris Powell on at 10:06, 7. And we'll take a couple commercials now, and then I'll take those two calls. Then we'll talk to Chris Powell. I want to talk to Chris Powell about poverty, particularly in Connecticut. We do a horrible job as a culture. I don't understand the government. But whatever we're doing isn't working. The government does a bad job. Culture does a good job. But we'll talk about that when we return. So stay with us. Wilma Rudy Show, WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.